Welcome to Around the Table with Antunes, where we spark innovation and drive your success in the food service industry.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Around the Table with Antunes. I'm Daniel Litwin, the voice of B2B, and thanks so much for joining us on another episode of the show. We really appreciate you listening along, and you're about to meet and listen to Team Antunes for part two of this panel podcast. Last time, we sat down with Jane Bullock, Chief Purpose Officer at Antunes, and today we're continuing our conversations with Jane and three new guests to round out our conversation. Just to get you reacquainted, Antunes' purpose statement is not only to get creative as a company, but to drive sustainable innovation for customers and throughout all levels within the organization. And we're bringing that energy to the podcast today. For more information as you're listening along, make sure you're going to our website, antunes.com, A-N-T-U-N-E-S.com, or subscribing to the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So our guests for the conversation today include Jane Bullock, Chief Purpose Officer with Antunes, returning to round out her conversation. But we're also bringing on three new guests: Tim Nevins, Vice President of Sales for McDonald's Business at Antunes; Jaina Weisenberger, Account Manager for McDonald's Business at Antunes; and Juan Ortiz, QA Manager with Antunes. But before we get into our conversations with Jane, Tim, Jaina, and Juan, I'd like to reintroduce our host for the conversation, Diana Deem, CEO of Sustainable Business Partnerships. Diana, really great to be chatting again. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us. Excited, and thanks to MarketScale.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure getting to work with y'all, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how the conversation continues. So again, we already spoke with Jane. She'll be joining us again for some more commentary. But for Tim, Jaina, and Juan, what are you looking forward to expanding on with this conversation?
Well, most importantly, connecting the dots. We heard from Jane and her leadership and her passion behind sustainability and the purpose revolving sustainability. And now to see how it integrates throughout a business, through the employees and their leadership there. I'm really excited about learning about that.
Fantastic. Well, let's go ahead and jump right in, Diana. You can take it away.
Great. Let's do this. Jane, Tim, Jaina, and Juan, welcome to the show. Tim's the VP of McDonald's Business at Antunes. Tim, how are you doing? And tell us about what you're doing.
Hi, Diana. I'm doing very well, except that I have a very tough act to follow, and Jane, as we can all attest. I actually have the pleasure of working with McDonald's on a day-to-day basis, and I do that in a global way. So I work with people based here in the Chicago area at the home office, as well as equipment managers in countries around the globe, and then to franchisees in various markets. But I have a lot of help. We have a real dedicated team. That we have a lot of resources that McDonald's requires and a lot of attention, but they're certainly worth it.
So, Tim, you being the face of Antunes with your customers, especially McDonald's, what are some of the goals Antunes is aligning with, having to relate with McDonald's goals and objectives?
Well, one of the things I think any large customer has a duty to hold their suppliers accountable. And every large customer that we deal with has, I'll call it, varying degrees of importance placed upon, let's say, environmental issues, sustainability, diversity. So it varies by customer. McDonald's being the largest in the world and being in that media spotlight all the time makes it a real concerted effort to be out in front of most of those things. So they started us on a path, I say us, meaning all suppliers, global suppliers, on a path back in 2015 with several different mandates that by 2020, you should A, have an environmental management system in place. B, at least be measuring your carbon footprint and reporting it, and then show progress, right? Don't just hand in your homework, you know, get better at it. And then the second component was one of three choices, and that was to get towards zero waste to landfill. Second choice was reduce energy by 20%. And the third one was reduce water by 20%. So we ticked the first two, I'll call them foundational steps, which are the EMS system and the carbon footprint reporting. And then we chose as our, I guess, primary focus, the reduced energy component, because that seemed, one, the most relevant to our product line. And certainly it resonates with our customer in terms of the restaurant business. Anytime you can save energy, that's money right in the pocket of the owner-operator. So that's always welcome news.
You know, Tim, so how'd you guys do on your goals?
I didn't even hand in my homework. Look at that. So we did very well. We had a concerted effort. You can hear the passion in Jane's voice, and Jane and Glenn, when they put their mind to something, it gets done. And it doesn't hurt when your CPO is on the committee that's charged with trying to reduce an energy consumption number. It's gonna get some progress. It's gonna get attention, right? So we did a very good job. We actually reduced energy more than the 20% that was required by the 2020 goal, which was actually last fall. So we had our homework in early, if you will. And we continue to work on that. We continue to show improvement in this area. We continue to reduce our energy usage, and we continue to procure green energy in a greater and greater percentage. So we've got a very, very positive story around energy intensity. And in addition to that, we're working on water intensity and the zero waste to landfill, by the way, as well.
You know what, Tim? I forgot to mention the exciting part of having our solar panels, yay, on our roof. So that was pretty exciting when that happened.
That's true, Jane. And that's one of the headlines of our energy reduction. Our solar panels now produce 12% of our energy consumption in Carroll Stream. So that's fantastic. And a story that's only gotten better thanks to your dedication.
You know, it's so fascinating to hear both of you talk about, from a leadership standpoint, how you're aligning with companies like McDonald's around the world. I've been snooping while the two of you were talking again on the McDonald's website. And it says our planet. And then it says climate change is the biggest environmental issue of our time. What do you both think of McDonald's commitment to enabling their supply chain to get on board to reduce climate impact collectively?
So one of the things that I think McDonald's does do is get people aligned to their values if you're not already. And I think the good news from Antunes' perspective is we had the same values. We were largely thinking of things in the same way, looking at things the same way. And the things that are important to McDonald's, partly because of their leadership role, are very important to us. And for us, it really just comes out of our Antunes DNA. Really, it's, as Jane alluded to earlier on, it's just the right thing to do. And so that is kind of one of our driving forces behind our efforts. And climate change, I think almost everyone, I would dare say everyone, understands that there's a negative direction that we're moving in here. We've got to do something about it. We can't just sit idly by and watch as things change for the worse. I think Jane used the term stewards, and I adopt that and enjoy that the phrase. Take two. I don't adopt anything or enjoy it. Sorry. I've adopted children. No, I've not. Sorry. Take three. I'm going to repeat Jane's line about being stewards of the earth, and I firmly believe that that is our job. And I know that McDonald's shares that. And part of it is because of their size and their, again, their attention that they get through social media and everything else. And I think they like being caught doing things good, doing the right thing, as we like to call it. And I think that's one of those things that they've got in their foundational structure now, and they've rolled that out to all their suppliers as well.
So, Tim, the big question, how does it make your sales job easier?
Okay, we can't say that my job is easy with Jane on the line, but we've got to try to make it appear hard. But no, in all sincerity, it's one less conversation that you have to have with your customer, right? Because they know that we have things in the right perspective. We are making progress in the right direction. We, as I said, turned in our homework early, and it was a very, very positive message and very positively received. So we can go back to doing business. We don't have to worry about all these other things that we're already working on, right? So those are a lot of efforts, and I know the whole sustainability committee has worked tirelessly to improve our overall posture. And it's something that the whole team is very passionate about. But if you talk to Jane and Glenn for 5 minutes, you get their passion, and it becomes part of you as well.
Thank you, Tim. But you know what? It's all the team members. Every person that comes in and takes a tour of our facility, they said, wow, we really know that your team members believe all those values that we put on the wall. They really live it, and they want to tell you about it.
Yeah, I'd worked at a couple other places, larger corporations, prior to joining Antunes. And I've read a lot of mottos, credos, objective statements on walls that were words, and people didn't live in that culture. At Antunes, it's the entirely opposite situation. We do walk the talk. And it's something to be proud of.
So Jane, Tim, thank you very much. Feel free to jump in anywhere along the line here. Let's toss the ball over to Juan Ortiz. He's the quality assurance manager for Antunes. Hey Juan, you are boots on the ground in manufacturing in Antunes. Tell us what you do and how you actually arrived at Antunes.
Hi Diana. First of all, thank you for having me on the podcast. And as you mentioned, my name is Juan Ortiz. I am the quality assurance manager. Before I go on to some of the details, I just wanted to highlight something about Antunes. Part of our core values and beliefs is family. And I know Jane mentioned family when she was up on the podcast. And an example of that, Antunes has been part of basically my entire life. To put that in perspective, I met Jane when I was 3 years old. So that gives you an idea how long we've known each other. And what happened is my dad worked here for many years, and then my mom worked here, and my sisters worked here, and cousins. And it's just, it's truly a family-owned business, but it's also a family-run business. And it's just, you know, something I wanted to share with you.
That is not something you hear every day. That's so special. Jane, how did you meet Juan at three?
We used to have Christmas parties when the company was much, much smaller. And actually, Juan and his sisters had just, and mother had just arrived from Mexico. And came, I think you came right to the Christmas party.
Probably.
My mom used to buy two presents for every team member's child, you know, their children. And then we would buy them and wrap them, which was just a lot of fun. And we had great Christmas parties. And that's when we were a lot smaller. So I got to meet Juan and watch him grow. And it's been just wonderful. It's, again, that legacy of, you know, his parents working, and then now he and his sister continue to work with us. And now their children are going off to college and getting great jobs. So another way that we're impacting, making a positive impact on our families.
Well, and you know, Jane, in addition to that, it's your legacy. And look at how that Glenn and yourself have done to really support local community and families. It's this is a really special story. We don't hear these kind of stories very often in talking about manufacturing operations.
Thank you.
So Juan, what are you doing at Antunes? Tell us. I know you're quality assurance manager, but what are your responsibilities and what are you excited about?
Well, one of the things that I'm excited about is that I am part of the EMS team. EMS stands for Environmental Management System, and it's an Antunes team here at Antunes that was put together, and with the leadership of Jane, our goal is to set up our EMS system. One of the things we came up as a team was that we were going to use ISO 14001 as the foundation for our EMS system and make that the structure for the EMS system.
Now, are you integrating that into your 9000 system already?
Yes, that's one of the things that came up is we already have a lot of experience with ISO 9001, which is our quality management system, and it's an easy fit to make the EMS part of that.
That is quite a way to save time and money and building using the existing team to do that. Is that what you're doing?
Yes. We had a team already in place, and then we were very fortunate to have new team members added that are very passionate about environmental and sustainability.
Now, why is that important to you and Antunes to build an environmental management system?
It's important to Antunes because it's part of our mission statement, our purpose statement. As Jane and Tim had mentioned before, we exist to make our customers successful, but we also want to make a positive impact to the world. It's important to me because I believe it's our responsibility to leave future generations a world that they could live in, and clean waters, clean environment.
And say more about the next generation. Do you have children?
Yes, I have a daughter, and I didn't think about it this way until now when I saw my daughter growing up. I want her to be able to enjoy clean air, clean water, and just have a, you know, build those values to her too, so the next generation and then her next generation could have the same values of keeping the world as clean as possible.
So let's dig into a few sustainability case studies in Antunes. I know you mentioned before, you know, we got on this podcast that you're working on a number of different things. Can you share with us a few case studies?
Sure. One of the ones I want to highlight is our recycling program. To give you an example of that, in 2019, our recycling program helped us recycle over 400 tons of metal, over 600 tons of plastic. And if you add that up, that's equivalent to us diverting over 366 cubic yards of waste from reaching our landfills.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. How did you do that? Was it a team effort?
Definitely a team effort. One of the things that makes us successful here at Antunes is we are all about teams, and they have to be cross-functional. So we get members from all the different departments to work on the same goals.
How do your teams feel about being so successful in diverting waste to landfill?
They love it. They love it because once again, we're showing that we are making a positive impact. And, you know, it's a good feeling for all of us. And you could see the results and you can measure the results.
That actually interrelates with what the customer requirements are for supply chain, right, Tim?
That's true. It's a mandate that we have to live by, so to speak, but we do it willingly.
Love it. Love it. So, Juan, might you have any other case studies to share with us on what you guys are doing?
Yes. Another type of program we have here, it's called Yellow Belt Projects. A Yellow Belt is basically taking the principles and the philosophies of Six Sigma quality assurance and using those philosophies to build, once again, a team, a cross-functional team, that's going to look at an opportunity to reduce waste, eliminate wasted time or material, and improve efficiencies. One good example of a Yellow Belt project that we had here at Antunes was one which we call the Box Project. So basically what we did is we teamed up with a company that makes a machine that makes boxes on demand. So what this piece of equipment lets us do is we make our own boxes as we need them. So we don't have to outsource our boxing manufacturing, and we don't have to dedicate a lot of floor space to box inventory. So as we need the boxes on a daily basis, we make them. And the beauty of this machine is that we do have some drop-off cardboard material. And what we do with that material is we recycle that and make it into packaging material. So we're getting close to, at least on the cardboard side, to reaching a zero waste goal. So that's been one of the most successful projects. And not only is it environmentally friendly, it's also good for business. There's been huge cost savings.
Because we customize our products, we had so many different size boxes, and that was a really exciting project when the team presented it to the management team to say, boy, this is great, and the machine is really, really cool. Thanks, Juan.
No, it definitely has been successful beyond what anything we expected on this project.
You know, Juan, one of the biggest things from a benchmark standpoint right now is how do we get to zero waste through packaging? So basically, so that we get it as listeners. You're building your own boxes, so it's box on demand. And then based on that, if there's any excess, how are you using that excess for packaging?
The excess material, which we call drop-off, there's a secondary piece of equipment that converts that material into packaging. So we eliminate, I guess you would call like the plastic packaging. We eliminate, let's say, that type of popcorn material that's used for packaging. We get rid of all that and just use our own cardboard material.
So say, for example, you're putting a toaster into a box. I'm getting detailed now. I'm getting in the weeds. Stay with me.
I'm with you.
So you're taking and you're putting a toaster in a box to ship it to McDonald's, for example. And then you use the excess to hold it in place, for example, instead of having to use blow foam or anything like that.
Yeah, that is correct. So we'll make our own inserts. Because once again, you could custom make any shape and size you need. So we'll custom make our own inserts, and we'll still have some drop-off. We'll use that drop-off to ship smaller components so they stay in place in the box. So not only for our bigger, you know, toasters, we could also ship you a small component and use the same drop-off material.
So for listeners, this is true business integration. If you're able to eliminate the waste, first of all, and reach towards a zero-waste approach, towards your packaging of your products and how that links to your product that you're shipping to customers. Have you heard feedback from the customers at all yet? Maybe Tim knows that.
They actually think it's a great idea. Anytime you've got a second use of something that you purchased, that's always a positive tick mark, if you will, on your scorecard. And then anytime you have either cost reduction or cost avoidance or cost increase avoidance, that's always seen as a positive by any customer.
It also impacts the customer because we're not waiting for a delivery of boxes. We just make them. And now you're cutting your lead times. So it's a win-win for the supply chain, for the customer, and for our team here at Antunes.
Juan, we can see why you're the quality man.
Yeah, I love this stuff.
So let's talk solar or renewable energy. Are you doing anything there?
Yes. Actually, we have solar panels installed. It's been about, I want to say, around 2 years. And that was one of the you know, that was a project that everybody was engaged in and excited about. I remember everybody staring up in the roof when they were installing them, and we couldn't wait for it to go live. And we've had it for about 2 years. We're averaging around 12% solar power consumption, which is, you know, it's a nice number, and we want to see how we could improve on that. And also, in addition to the solar, we purchase green energy. For the last 2 years, we've averaged around 35%. And the Antunes leadership team, which Jane is head of, have committed to purchasing over 50% green energy in 2021.
That is exciting stuff. Jane, why are you doing this?
Well, it's the right thing to do. This whole thing with sustainability, it's not just a buzzword. We absolutely have to keep it going. And we have to keep thinking of what else can we be doing to help with the resources we have. So we've got the solar panels. We said we're in Chicago, lots of cloudy days. So we're not always getting those beautiful sunny days, but it's windy. So we're also going to look into that wind energy, aren't we, Juan?
Yeah, we've talked about, we have thrown a lot of ideas around. But one little detail on, not a little detail, but a detail on our solar power. Since we've had it, we've produced over 500,000 kilowatt hours. And Diane, that's equivalent to over 42,000 gallons of gasoline not used. It's equivalent to over 400,000 pounds of coal that has not been burned. And just the benefits continue with that.
That links directly to carbon. And I know Tim talked about that before with regard to supply chain for McDonald's and your other customers. Tell us why reducing your carbon footprint is such an important thing to the business and to quality.
Well, it impacts the business. It impacts quality. And I keep using the term, it impacts our purpose statement. Reducing our carbon footprint, you know, it's how we prove to ourselves and our customers that we're serious about it. And Jane and the leadership team here at Antunes, I remember when we went to solar, it's very expensive. But we never talked about cost. It was about how can we reduce our carbon footprint and not so much about a return on investment. We knew it was going to be expensive. So by doing carbon footprint reduction, it helps us be on the same page with the supply chain, our customers, and once again, meeting our purpose statement.
Thank you, Juan. Tim, can you give us some insight as to how the customers are driving their supply chain to get on board for carbon reduction?
Certainly. I think one of the things that always resonates in business is when you can commercialize or monetize things. And anytime you've got a measurement that shows a reduction in cost and thus an improvement in revenue or profit picture, you're going to resonate with the customer with that, no matter what the cause. When it's something as I'll call it as noble as sustainability. Well, you already had the intro, right? That was that's the good story that you're bringing. But oh, by the way, you're also bringing a very profound savings story. When we talk about like energy reduction, as Jane mentioned, we got an award from McDonald's on our energy conservation. Our toasters, the newest generation, save on average of, let's say, $2,000 a restaurant over the course of a year. That's money in the pocket of that operator from day one. And when you roll it up to, let's say, we sold 700 of those toasters across the country this year. That's a significant energy reduction and a significant cost savings. And those kind of numbers really resonate, again, with any customer. And the bigger the number, the more attention they get, typically.
Wow, that's amazing. So Link, developing sustainable processes and linking them to sales, linking them to leadership, linking them to the customer is really where it's at. And $2,000 adds up. I mean, can you give us a case study of that?
If you thought about what that $2,000 in 700 restaurants is $1.5 million of savings, or 1.4 if my math is correct. But what does that mean in terms of, well, that energy usage just kind of went back into the grid, so to speak, right? So it's energy conservation, which is a good story for all of us. And then there's also a great dollar sign in front of the whole thing as well.
Well, talk about the competitive advantage with that as well.
Well, it turns out that that's something that's looked favorably upon suppliers who can bring those kinds of cost savings or energy reduction to the marketplace. So if I had to try and hazard a guess, I would say that our market share in certain segments runs in the 70 or 80% range in the U.S. And because of the type of company we are and the way we go to market and the things that are important to us and the values we hold, that's seen as favorable to other, I'll call it, options that are in the marketplace. So I think it's a positive story. We make great equipment. We make very reliable equipment. And that's obviously going to be your foray into the business discussion. But when we've also got a very positive story for the environment in total, for our sustainability efforts, that really makes us a company to really want to do business with.
Couldn't have said it better. This is Around the Table with Antunes. And the goal at Antunes is not only to get creative as a company, as you're hearing, but it is to drive sustainable innovation for their customers throughout all levels of their organization. You can find Antunes at antunes.com. All right, shifting gears. Last but not least, we're excited to hear the millennial perspective on working for a company like Antunes. Jana Weisenberg, account manager, welcome.
Thanks, Diana. Happy to be here.
Yay! We're really excited to have you. Tell us what you do for Antunes.
So definitely the newest team member, aka family member to Antunes. I joined approximately 6 months ago. So I will be joining Tim on the McDonald's business unit, mostly focused as an account manager within North America.
So Jana, you're a millennial. Millennials are generally between 23 and 38. How is it working for a company like Antunes focused on sustainability, and how's that inspired your future?
I mean, I definitely think over the years, working for a company that has a focus on sustainability and purpose has become more and more important for me. So it was kind of a no-brainer joining the Antunes team. And I think the biggest thing that has changed for me in terms of overall mindset, as well as career growth, is Antunes, with their focus on sustainability, actually helps me feel more focused and more driven to do the work that I'm doing, because I actually feel like there's a meaning and a purpose behind, you know, what I'm selling and what we're doing and what we're putting out there into the world.
Do you think other millennials feel the same way?
I can't speak for every millennial out there. There's a decently large group of us. But I would definitely say, I mean, in terms of my general circle of people within my age group, that we are all sort of just becoming more and more socially responsible and aware of what's happening around us. Within that, I think a lot of people are just focusing on that sustainability and also focused on finding employers and people that they dedicate their time and effort to that have the same goal and focus at hand.
So can you share some inspiring examples that you've learned in your last 6 months at Antunes?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still wrapping my brain around Antunes. One, it is amazing to me just how diverse Antunes is in terms of their product offerings and how they're constantly changing. Within that, I think the most surprising thing to me is truly how much they focus on making not only the best piece of machinery in terms of reliability, but also making the best solution for the customer that is going to be sustainable and help future generations, whether that be through, again, reducing that energy consumption or providing clean water to locations that they necessarily wouldn't have had clean water available if it were not for a product that Antunes was offering.
So before the podcast, we were talking about your commitment to water and how you're integrating to your own family. You want to share that story?
So definitely, I think the most recent initiative that has sort of brought me and, you know, sort of my goal and in sustainability and sort of my passion for it to life is that caveat into providing the water filtration direct to households, so residential water filtration systems. I grew up in a very rural area. I grew up on a farm that, needless to say, did not have the best water quality. I think our well was dug over 100 years ago. And the water did not smell or taste good at all. Over the years, I'm sure my family has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on water, as well as considering the amount of plastic that we've run through based on our need for clean drinking water and clean water to cook with. So when Antunes released the residential water system, I automatically jumped on it and purchased one for my family. It has been a game changer for my family. They are now able to do their normal cooking, cleaning, washing, everything that they were not able to do before due to the water quality, as well as the water taste. And there is no odor anymore. So we went from taking a shower in what smelled like rotten eggs to now being able to come out of a shower and smell wonderfully clean. And also just everything that goes along with that. I can say my nieces that bathe in that water are very thankful for the water filtration system.
Wow. So say more about this, because this is critical, because there's so many places across the US and around the world that may not necessarily have residential water systems. So, right. You know, not only are these water systems being, you know, purification systems being placed in these drive-through restaurants that are your customers, but also you brought it home, literally. How? Tell us more about this residential water system that Antunes sells.
Yeah, and I can't take a lot of credit, and I will speak to the best of my knowledge when it comes to it, because again, I'm still learning everything. But when it comes to the water filtration, it's pretty much the exact technology that you're getting and why your Coke tastes so fantastic when you get it at McDonald's drive-thru. So we've got that ultra filter in there that's reducing all of the microns, so you don't have any of the particles or any sediment that would normally be in your water. And then on top of that, the carbon filter is what is breaking down and reducing that odor and improving the taste of the water. So it's that two-step system that has been amazing. It is better in my point of view than any bottle of water you can buy out there these days. And it's just amazing that we can get that water quality in, again, a town that is the size of where I grew up, which is population 150 people. This is as you start to look at the changing environment and how much we're focusing on not only, you know, just smart energy consumption, but also focusing on reducing the amount of plastic and trash and litter and things that we're putting out there. For a huge impact on such a small segment of the market, which will be residential compared to how large our scale is when you talk about the QSR environment, this is definitely going to be a huge game changer and obviously a huge money saver for a lot of households.
Absolutely. Where do I buy one?
I should know the name of the website right off the top of my head.
www.antuneswater.com.
Thanks, Jane.
It's just Antunes Water.
This is so interesting because you're operating from a smaller scale, which would be residential, all the way up to commercial scale, and then into tapping into the largest fast food restaurants in the world, all around water. That's pretty mind-blowing, especially when we look at the big picture, and from a benchmark standpoint, you know, oil was always the biggest challenge, or energy was always the biggest challenge. But, you know, wars have been fought over energy, but, you know, we can live without energy, but we can't live without water. So Antunes, way to go. Jana, we're also looking at you to open up the door to what our Gen Zers are thinking. Those are the ages between 8 and 23. What do you think they're thinking about, you know, sustainability in their future as it relates to a company that like Antunes that has these sustainable values?
I think just overall, the focus of Gen Zers, I mean, just given the fact that they're growing up in a lot more tech savvy environment, you have a lot more access to information. Based on that, I think there's going to be a lot more focus on social responsibility. And again, with that, as you're dedicating more and more of your time to your employer away from home, it's going to be very, very important for you to align yourself with a company and with an organization that is focused on making, again, a sustainable world for not only yourself, but for future generations and the generations that are going to come after them. When you consider that the Gen Z population is going to make up about 30% of the workforce in 4 years, I guarantee that that companies, the focus on sustainability is going to be a huge asset in bringing in new and fresh talent.
So, Jana, you just mentioned 30% of the U.S. workforce in just 4 years will be Gen Zers. That is not a long time. And what do you think they prioritize? Is it financial? Is it salary? Is it working for a sustainable, socially responsible company? What's your guess?
I mean, my overall guess would just be, based on the current trends, I would think that they are definitely going to prioritize a little bit more of the purpose over a salary. So, I mean, similar to decisions I have already made in the past, is that I'm willing to give up a little bit of pay if it means I'm going to work for a company that I believe in and I believe what they're making and what they're putting out there.
So what would you like to say to the millennials and the Gen Zers as a millennial working for Antunes?
I mean, I would definitely say, you know, if you want to have that purpose and drive, not only every day in your personal life, but sort of a purpose professionally, to align yourself with a company that you really feel has the right goals and priorities moving forward. I believe Antunes' focus on sustainability directly aligns with how I have been looking at things over the years and how I want to continue to move forward. So I think that's one of the biggest things, to find an employer that your goals and purpose align with their goals and purpose, and that they stand by those. And Antunes is definitely a company that stands by their purpose of sustainability.
Wow, Jana, thank you for that insight. It's super helpful just to understand, you know, from an employer standpoint, from a, you know, next gen standpoint, where we want to put our personal goals and objectives, right? Thank you for that. So we are getting close to the end of our podcast, and I want to throw the ball back to Jane to take us out, literally. So Jane, what is your vision for the continued growth of Antunes from a sustainability standpoint? And how do you see this as a legacy challenge?
Well, we have to have, what we all want is a better world for our children, for our grandchildren. So we want to continue to grow, but we also want to be leaders in that purpose, making our customers successful. It's just such an easy compass. It's our true north to say, what are we doing to make a positive impact? And it just, it's like the ripple effect. So we just want to make sure that we continue along that path and keep thinking about being stewards from generation to generation to generation.
Couldn't have said it better, Jane. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks to Team Antunes. We're excited to hear about your water, waste, and energy and carbon efforts. And I think it's a nice platform for actually partnering and sharing with other organizations. So that's it for today. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on Around the Table with Antunes. The Antunes team will be sharing podcasts on a regular basis, and you can find them at antunes.com.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for listening to another episode of Around the Table with Antunes. If you like what you heard and want to listen to either part one of this podcast or other pieces of Antunes content, you can go to our website, antunes.com, antunes.com, or you can go to Apple Podcasts and Spotify, hit subscribe, and you'll find a full catalog of previous episodes as well as notifications when we drop new ones. I'm your host, Daniel Litwin, the voice of B2B. Till next time.